Welcome, financial voyagers, to the mind-bending edition of Money 911, the podcast that unravels the mysteries of wealth, one unconventional conversation at a time. I'm your host, Chris Miller, and today's episode is not just about dollars and cents. It's about the currency of the mind. Get ready to strap in because we're about to take a wild ride into uncharted territories of the brain with a guest who's engineered a revolution in mental well-being. This is Not Your Average Financial Podcast. This is Money 911, where the intersection of money and mindset create a seismic wave of change. Well, welcome, Maury, to Money 911. Your journey is, you know, hearing multiple voices and becoming a brainwave entertainment engineer is so cool, but it's nothing out of, you know, it's beyond ordinary. So paint us like a vivid picture of that turning point when you realize rhythmic sounds could alter your perception of time and improve your mental state.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me, Chris. First of all, I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. I just want to make one quick clarification, and please do not feel bad. It is a very common mistake a lot of people make. I am what I call a brainwave entrainment.
Trainment, not entertainment.
No, I have very little to do with entertainment. I've never won an Academy Award or any even little itty bitty Pez dispenser awards. Nothing at all. So, and now that that's cleared up, so I spent the first 40 years of my life wanting to be dead. Mm. And back in the day, doctors didn't prescribe pills for these things. They kind of thought I was coping well, and they said, there's not much we can do for you. You just kind of have to survive.
Right.
But half a dozen suicide attempts told me that this was not something that I just wanted to survive because I was really bad at trying to kill myself. Every time I tried, it didn't happen.
Right.
So I guess I didn't really want to die. When I realized I didn't really want to die, I had to find a way to live. And that started me basically trying a million different things and searching for a million different ways to feel better. I did the usual things. I was a drug addict, various drugs, alcohol, sex, everything and anything under the sun that I could find to try to distract myself. Even for a few seconds is what I did. Obviously, all those things made it worse. They didn't make anything better. But I was learning, funny enough, through them all. I then started looking at medicine. So I went to doctors and clinicians and psychiatrists and psychologists and people like that. They didn't help me either. They tried, I suppose, but nothing really helped. I just kept walking through the world. You know, if people were laughing, I thought they were laughing at me. And even they could be facing the other direction, be a mile ahead of me, and I heard laughter. They're laughing at me. People could smile, and I smiled, but I faked it. I never felt like smiling. One day I was on a camping trip, and like you said, thousands of voices in my head all the time. So one day I was on a camping trip, and everybody else had gone to sleep. And this was back in my days of smoking like 30 or 40 marijuana cigarettes, as they call them. I call them joints, of course.
Right.
But every single day. And the only way I could sleep was if I was totally wasted. Mm. So everyone else had passed out. I was sleeping. I was sitting around the campfire. Not easy for one person to sit around a campfire, right? But I somehow managed to do that. So I was sitting at the campfire and I rolled myself a joint about that long. That thick.
Yikes.
And I figured that's going to take me a while to smoke. But
I'll wrap you around.
Yeah, no kidding. So I smoked a fair amount of it. And I figured when I'm ready for bed, it'll be about half an hour. And all of a sudden, I go, okay, time for bed. And it was four and a half hours later. First time ever time passed quickly for me. You have to understand, I'm 62 years old now. I feel like I'm almost 1,000. When I was not enjoying my life, I was not enjoying my life. And time passed excruciatingly slowly. So slowly that I feel literally like I've been alive almost 1,000 years. Interestingly enough, though, I realized, oh, wow, I can't believe this. How is it that I'm suddenly feeling like time flew? I don't even understand what that meant. I started putting together that I was sitting around a campfire and the wood was popping and snapping and crackling, like Rice Krispies almost. And I kind of put the connection together that the sound may have had something to do with it. Originally, I thought the flame may have done something too, but I wasn't really looking at the fire. I was kind of sitting with my head between my legs, just hoping I could get stoned enough that I could go to sleep. And interestingly enough, that's what started me on the route. I got back from the camping trip. I went to what I call the paper internet, which for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, that's what a library is. It was before the internet. So I went to a library and I started taking out books and reading books and periodicals and research papers on the brain, on the mind, on psychology, on neural plasticity, on neural physics, quantum physics, all these different disciplines that I thought might have something to do with why I felt the way I felt. And eventually, after, you know, fast forwarding about 35 years, I found this thing called brainwave entrainment, which I wish I could say I invented, but I didn't. I did reinvent it, though. Now, I tried everything under the sun that I could find. I tried supplements. I tried hypnosis and meditation. And I tried everything I could find, tapping. Nothing helped me. Brainwave entrainment, though, after all the research I was doing, because I became quite a good researcher, said, this is the secret sauce. This is my way out. I tried it, and it didn't help me at all. And then I tried thinking, well, maybe it's just this brand of brainwave entrainment didn't help me. So I tried a bunch of other people's brainwave entrainment, also didn't help me. And it struck me, though, everything changes with time. Nothing stays the same. Things evolve. Things change. I used to have a full head of hair. It changed. It's natural. It's good. It's not bad. It's good. It's the way things are supposed to be. And brainwave entrainment had never changed. It was the same thing it was from the day the first person figured it out. And I thought, maybe that's why I feel this way. I was supposed to find this thing and bring it into the 21st century. So I started changing it. And that's what gave birth to my whole technology, my whole career, my whole life. I went from being someone who wanted to be dead forever to someone who wants to live forever.
And you said you were like 40 years, you had that depression. Yeah. And I usually ask my guests, you know, give me the title, like this is a mastermind. What do you want to title this? And you said mindset, the mindset, quote, mindset, right?
Yeah.
That's a very unique perspective. Just a little bit elaborate on why you chose that as a title.
Well, mindset is kind of like a touchstone word. Mm-hmm. A lot of people use it and they don't really understand what it means. And in reality, most of us don't know what we mean when we speak anyway, because words have different meaning for everybody. But for me, it was a matter of changing my mindset. You see, our thoughts create chemistry because they create brainwave activity, and that brainwave activity creates chemistry, and that chemistry is how we perceive things. If you're happy, you don't feel it without chemistry. That makes you feel happy. If you're sad, if you're upset, if you're turned on, you're turned off, it doesn't matter. Without the brain creating the chemistry to equate those feelings, those emotions, that experience, you don't feel it. You don't emote it. You don't experience it. So for me, the mindset is resetting how the mind functions in such a way as to benefit me. I woke up one day and I realized with my mindset shifting, because I was listening to these recordings, my mindset was off. But when I came across the mindset saying, my thoughts create my perception because they create chemistry that allows me to perceive things, I need to change my thoughts. That's not so easy to do after 40 years of depression.
Right.
But with brainwave entrainment, I was able to alter my brainwave activity, which then, you see, because the process is like this. It's idea, concept, perception, thought. Thought creates brainwave activity. Brainwave activity creates chemistry. Chemistry creates perception and experience. It's like a big wheel. I couldn't change my thoughts, but I could change my brainwave activity because that's how brainwave entrainment works. The brain frequency follows the stimulus that I'm presenting. Instead of me changing my thought, I changed the chemistry. By the time it wheeled back around to thoughts, because the chemistry was different, my thoughts naturally became different and more positive too. And that's what changed everything.
I really like that. The chemistry creates thoughts as perception. That's brilliant. I mean, that's true.
Well, thank you. But that's my current understanding.
That totally makes sense.
Thank you.
It's unconventional, but it really is so there in the simplicity of it. It's unconventional, but there you are with all of these voices, and everybody's got all these voices, and most of them are trying to, you know, kill people, like, you know, you're never going to make it, and you're that, you know, all the negative thinking. And a lot of people think that they can just change, like, chant something positive to get out of it, right? But it's definitely something that you're going beyond, even in your own thought, when you're using frequencies. So did you develop those frequencies? Like when I was studying music for healing, certain, you know, chords or notes would vibrate certain parts of the body and the sequences. How did you put together those kinds of things?
There's a lot of research, believe it or not, on the brain and how it reacts to different types of stimulation. So I basically studied these papers and these research projects and intuited and inferred. I allowed my own creativity, my own intuition to kind of take it the next steps. So a lot of people out there will say, well, this particular state is responsible for this particular way of thinking. You know, they say that alpha is meditation and delta is sleep. Actually, you go through delta, alpha, theta, beta, gamma while you're sleeping. So delta is not sleep. Delta is simply a part of sleep. There's a lot of misunderstanding as far as how the brain works and how the brain works in conjunction with neurochemistry and with brain states. Like quite literally, we've all probably heard of alpha, beta, theta, delta, gamma. These are different brain states. But what do they mean to people? A lot of people will say, well, this is the state for creativity. This is the state for this. This is the state for that. That's not actually true. There's a lot of, like I said, misconception. There's misconception that there's some such a thing as truth and such a thing as fact. There's a misconception that delta is sleep because delta is everything. You know, there's a misconception that I'm in alpha now. No, you're not. Part of you might be, but not all of you. The brain is constantly in every state, all the time. It's a way of getting our brains into a dominant state that helps us to achieve different things. That's what we're looking for, a dominant state. But I have delta frequencies pulsing around in my head now. I know that for a fact because I've had an EEG, electroencephalogram, actually measuring my brain waves while I'm giving a lecture. And my dominant frequency often is delta, but it's obvious I'm not sleeping right now.
Yeah, right. Right. They always want to isolate it as this or that, but it's, all things are working together there.
Be cautious. Yeah. Be cautious of people who speak like they know what they're talking about, including me, by the way, yeah. Because I have what I call current understanding, and that's all. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in fact. I don't believe in truth. For me, believing in truth and fact closes my mind and makes me stop thinking. I don't like that.
Right.
So I don't think that way. Also, when I look at fact and truth, from 100 years ago, we now think of it as something else. 1,000 years ago, think of it as something else.
That's true.
If everything is thought about as something else eventually, then it can't be fact or true.
Right, right.
And if you transpose that way of thinking today, then everything we think is a fact or truth now is likely not actually fact or truth either, because facts and truth can't be changed. They are what they are. But if they change, then they're not facts or truth.
Right, right. Well,
so
you're
understanding is all we have. We don't have fact. We don't have knowledge. We just have an understanding that's current based on what we think we know now.
Well, Congress once again allowed itself to be pushed into appeasing the administration and raising the debt ceiling for the 79th time, paving the way for continued reckless spending and further devaluation of the dollar. As our national debt continues to skyrocket, How are you protecting your savings? Times like these are a great reminder to diversify a portion of your savings into gold. And you can do it with the help of Birch Gold. And here's the easiest way to do it. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. You don't pay a penny out of pocket. As BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa band together against the dollar, more and more central banks are diversifying. You know what they're buying? Gold. Follow their lead and visit birchgold.com/money911 for your free information kit on gold. There's no obligation, just information. With an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau and thousands of happy customers, Birch Gold can help protect your savings too. Visit birchgold.com/money911. Take action today. The brainwave entrainment engineer. So you're the forefront of this innovation, and I really think it'll be a huge part of what is in the future. What's maybe share something that's like unexpected or surprised you in a discovery as you're unfolding all of this in your research that has left a lasting impression for you.
Okay. I used to believe in things. I used to think things were a certain way. Life as an example. I used to think that we all existed together in the same world, in the same reality. Because of brainwave entrainment, it's made me think. And now I believe that we all exist. You know, COVID was popular for creating something called bubbles. Mm-hmm. We're living in our bubbles now because we have to protect ourselves from other people. But, and I alluded to this before about words having different meanings for different people. So we all currently exist in bubbles. We all have always existed in bubbles. At least that's my understanding. And that's probably the reason why we fight, the reason why we don't get along, the reason why we have wars, the reason why we have this and that. Because when I say something, it doesn't mean the same thing to you that it means to me. My world is based on my perception. My perception is like a fingerprint. It's unique. So if you transpose that onto experience, then every time I have an interaction with someone, it's a unique interaction. What I feel I'm doing is not what they're experiencing. If that's a reasonable assumption. As an example, look at people who believe in the unconscious, the conscious, and the subconscious. Everyone believes in these things. You don't have to be a psychologist or a doctor to believe in it. Everyone believes in it because this is what we're taught.
Right.
You know, everyone remembers that giant iceberg, right? And this much of it is exposed to the surface area. And this much of it is right. The consciousness. And then what's underneath the water is the unconscious. And then the subconscious below that. So it was never designed that way. When it was designed, when the first person came up with the concept of the unconscious, the subconscious, and the conscious minds, that sounds like three minds, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There aren't three minds. There's one mind. As an example, I'm waving to you with my left hand. I'm pointing at you with my left hand. I'm making a fist at you with my left hand. Did I just show you three different hands? No. I showed you one hand that did three different things. That's what your mind is. Your mind is one mind.
Right,
when
right.
The concept of the consciousness and the subconscious and the unconscious was created, that was a way to categorize different traits of the mind. That's all.
Yeah.
There is no competition. There is no conflict between your conscious or subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
We are taught so many things as fact, as truth, that are not fact or truth. But you know what's interesting? If you're taught something as a fact or a truth, we tend to believe it so much so that we don't think about it anymore. Not thinking is dangerous because then we believe in something. And if we believe in it, it makes it reality. Quantum physics says if you don't know what's behind a door, for you, there is nothing behind that door. When you open the door and you start perceiving things, that's when they start to exist. But for you, they didn't exist before then.
Right. Interesting.
Boy. That's something. But when we stop thinking, we just assume. And when we stop thinking, our reality changes because we're not thinking anymore. We're not on a quantum level building our own reality. We are now adopting reality based on what other people are telling us we should do and think. And that's, I believe, the source of our discontent, the source of our sadness, the source of our, you know, dis-ease.
This
is coming from other people convincing us the world is a certain way, and our mistake is believing them. We have neurons in our brain, billions of them, brain cells, okay? We have neurons in our heart, too. We also have neurons in our gut. We've all heard of that. I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my gut, right? We really do.
That's true.
This is nature giving us all the little sensors we need to know what's right for us, for you. You have all those sensors for you. Everyone listening to this has sensors for them. Start listening to your own sensors. Your life will get better. I guarantee it.
Your story of the roller coaster is of innovation and resilience. Well, I don't know what the stats are. I'm sure you know. What is it right now? I mean, anxiety, worry, doubt, fear is a huge...
More people than not.
More people than not. Yeah. I mean, you know, all the pharmaceuticals to calm you down because people don't know how to get there. Even people that like meditate can't really overcome that anxiety.
Well, remember, the anxiety medications deal with symptoms. They don't deal with the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. If you're not dealing with the cause, think of the damage that's happening, but you don't feel it happening. It's like heartburn. When you eat something that gives you heartburn, that's your body telling you, don't eat this. It's bad for you. But what do? We take antacids to stop the heartburn and we keep eating the crap. We don't know the damage it's doing to us, but our bodies try to tell us this is not good for you. For people who can eat like hot foods and they like it and it doesn't affect them negatively, it's fine for them. But for those of us that it gives us heartburn and it makes us feel sick, that is the body telling you don't do it. Your body is not built for this.
But the reactions are so... beyond thought, the energy or the reaction is faster than the thought. And most people don't know how to get inside to go, what is that anxiety from? I mean, is it a physical reaction to something that I ate? Or is it something that I've been thinking for 50 years, right? That's the complexity. And you people go down different psychologists and you know, coaches and all of these different things. How do they get to the essence of where it comes from?
That's the trick. The trick is to stop believing all the so-called truths that we're taught. Just because something is ancient doesn't make it accurate or applicable to today. As a matter of fact, ancient wisdom is brilliant. And it was fantastic for 5,000 years ago when they came up with it. Let's just use 5,000 as a specific date. But unless it's been adapted and evolved for today, it's next to useless. And people don't understand that. You know, I know a lot of people who use affirmations. I am affirmations. I am wealthy. I am healthy. Right. I am happy. Mm-hmm. And they're none of those things.
Right.
And they know they're not. It actually sabotages people, in my understanding, in my view, to say I am when they know they're not. By the time I am is true, you don't need to say it because you already believe it.
Right.
We learn from the outside in. You want to use an affirmation, either say to yourself on a tape or on an MP3 or have someone you know say it to you as you are, because that's how you learned it. When you were a little itty bitty baby, when you were a tabula rasa, a blank slate, you didn't know anything. You didn't know that farts didn't smell nice. Okay. You just knew it felt good to get rid of them. Right. You don't know what tastes good. You don't know what pretty is, or you don't know what handsome is. You don't know what hair is. You don't know what any of this is. It all came to you from the outside. So why are we all trying to heal ourselves psychologically from the inside? The outside, use what worked, use what programmed you in the first place, but change the content. And that same philosophy will get you back to where you should be. It makes sense.
It does make sense. So when people are listening to these you know, the brainwave frequencies and what you do, mm-hmm. is that that's going to the inside past the thoughts, right?
And, yes.
And is it creating like neurosynapses connections or, I mean, that's a little technical what happens, but.
Well, actually, depending on the type of recording, that's exactly what it helps to do. It helps, like, for instance, I have a technology called triliminals. They're specifically designed to alter what I call the negative reflexive process. And a negative reflexive process is something like you get a phone call at midnight. You don't normally get a phone call at midnight. You know, who's in hospital, who was in an accident. These are the negative thoughts that come right away.
Right.
Why? Why do they come? Because we've been trained to think the negative thing. We're almost wired to think the worst thing. When something happens out of sync, that's what we think. What's going on? What's wrong? This helps to reprogram that. Mm-hmm. But the frequency, the brainwave frequency that's embedded in the coding, the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, is specifically designed to activate something in the brain called LTP. That's a condition called long-term potentiation. Basically, the formation of memory neural pathways. Mm-hmm. Literally, forming pathways in the brain. So it actually helps people to have information go in and mm-hmm. stay in and get processed, as opposed to in one ear and out the other. We've all been at parties where we've been introduced to someone and literally seconds later, we don't know their name.
Right. Yeah.
That's not cognitive problems. That's you didn't have that process active in your brain when you were introduced to them. So the information went in one end and out the other.
Right.
When you have that state, it allows you to take in this information to process it. And think about it like a highway. If I invite you, Chris, to my cottage, and I say, take highway 1 to 2, when 2 ends, take it to 3, when 3 ends, take it to 4, when 4 ends, take it to 5, take 5 all the way to the end, and there's my cottage. You go, whoa, that's easy. Until you get into your car, and you get to highway 3, and the road's closed. Now you're lost. You have no idea what to do. What this neural state does is it allows you to build alternative routes. So now, instead of me giving you directions, I give you a map. And you go, oh, okay, well, 3's closed, big deal. We'll just take this other road around.
Right.
Much easier, less stress, everything is good. You get to where you want to be.
Nice.
Nothing is that complicated. A lot of people like making the brain, they like making thought, they like making manifestation. They like making this, they like making that. Super complicated because it makes them feel good about themselves that someone thinks they're an expert. I'm not brilliant. I'm not. Look, I'm either not brilliant or I'm as brilliant as anybody else. We're all brilliant. We all have the ability, the capability. If we, you know, if I'm looking for these glasses and they're in my hand, where are my glasses? Where are my glasses? I'm looking way out here, right? Where are my glasses? Where are my glasses? Well, they're here. They're right in front of me. They're in my hand. But I wasn't looking in the right place. That's the trick. Right. You all have the ability to do anything you think of because what you think of is possible. And if someone tries to tell you it's impossible to be happy all the time, they're wrong.
Right. Okay? That's right.
If they try to tell you anything that you thought of, it is possible. People thought at some point they could fly. They designed gliders and airplanes. Mm-hmm. They were flying. Everything is possible that you think of. Everything.
Yeah, that's right. I totally agree with you. And you know, you're so committed to providing the safe alternative and to medications is commendable. I've always been on that edge and I have my story about it. And I know you're excited about a lot of things. So tease everybody with a wild, unorthodox ideas that you're exploring to disrupt the status quo in the field of brainwave entrainment. And then tell everybody how they can get in contact with you.
Sure. Okay. So here's a wild thought.
Okay.
Brainwave entrainment alters perception by changing literal physical and physiological states in your brain and in your body. So it brings your mind to your body. Something that makes me laugh is people who say, you have to bring yourself into the present moment. Actually, you're always in the present moment. Physically, it's impossible not to be in the present moment. I encourage you to try to chew in the past or breathe in the future. Right. There is no past or future because you can't do anything there, either place. Now is all of us have. Bring your attention and your intention to right now. Your whole life will turn around. Your whole life will get better. When it comes to brainwave entrainment, it brings you into the now because it takes your thoughts, it takes your brain, it does everything immediately to you that is nature. When you were in caveman days, imagine yourself in caveman days. Most of us would probably look back and think, oh my God, I don't want to be in caveman days. They didn't have air conditioning. They didn't have heating. You know, you had to kill animals to eat them or farm. Or even before farming in cave days, we had to just go hunting and pecking for food, right? So we'd find this berry, we'd eat it, it would make us sick. Oh, guess we know we can't eat that berry anymore. Mm-hmm. We'd eat that fruit. Oh, that was tasted good, didn't make us sick. We can eat this. You know, sounds like we don't want to live. We lived in caves or we lived in mud huts. Who wants to live like that, right? But you know what? We had much less going on in our lives. We weren't worried about taxes every day of our lives. We weren't worried about disease. When right. someone died next to us, we went, ugh, and we walked away and went on to our normal way of doing things. We didn't have the stress or anxiety we had.
Stress, yeah.
It's all about perspective. We can learn something from dogs and cats and squirrels, okay, and birds. The idea here is, don't limit yourself with your thoughts. And whatever you do, and that includes everything I'm saying, okay? Don't believe anything anybody says. Take it in if you're inspired by what they're saying. Reimagine it, reinterpret it, make it your own, and then act on it if you still want to. I believe this is why people are in pain, why people suffer. Why people don't get what they want out of life. Because they look at someone like Tony Robbins or Oprah Winfrey and they go, oh, I'll follow their blueprint. And they do. And then nothing happens for them. Right. They don't get rich. They're not happy. They're not healthy. Nothing. Mm-hmm. And they think God hates them.
Right.
And they think the universe hates them. Why me? Why me? Why me? Why you is because if I bought Tony Robbins' suit from him, the guy's like 6'7" or something. I don't know. He's a giant. If I tried it on, I'd look like an idiot. I'd look like a kid trying on dad's suit. But if I took Tony's suit to a tailor and I tailored it to for me and my body shape, then it would fit perfectly. So that's what we need to do with everything we get from everyone else. Because you know what? Tony Robbins for his brilliance, Oprah Winfrey for her brilliance, it'll only work for them. Their game plan. Any expert that tries to tell you, do what I did and you too will be rich or you too will be happy, they don't know what they're talking about, in my current opinion. Take what they say, reinterpret it, reimagine it, make it your own. Then you stand a much better chance of getting what you want out of your life. So stop trying to copy. Take what people give you, recreate it in your own image, then act on it. And then I believe you will get what you want out of your life.
Maury, thank you so much for being with us today on Money 911. And as wrap up, tell the listeners how they can dive deeper into your brainwave technology experience and any unconventional other platforms or that they should be aware of, but just let them know how they can connect with you.
Thank you. So to connect with me, I'm an open book, 1-416-876-7939. Do a search for The Maury Method. Maury is spelled M-O-R-R-Y. You'll get all kinds of different results. Let your fingers do the walking. I strongly suggest you use an app called Perplexity. It is much better than Google. Sorry, Google. But it is much better than Google at doing searches and getting information and doing research. As far as out there stuff, everything about me is out there. Believe it or not, everything about you is out there too. Spread your wings. Let yourself fly. Let your imagination go. I have 50 different things I'm working on right now because I believe everything is possible. And if I have a thought, there's a reason I had that thought. I believe if you have a thought, there's a reason why you had it too. Honor yourself, honor that thought, and you will, you know what? I'm 62. I feel younger, more alive, more creative, and better than I felt in my 20s.
Right. Yep. Fabulous. Maury, thank you so much. And I look forward to having you back because we're going to do a little research project with someone very close to me and play with these awesome brain waves. Thank you so much, Maury. We'll look forward to more.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. I really, really appreciate you.
Yep, thank you. That's a wrap for this mind-expanding episode of Money 911. If you're still reeling from the brainwave revolution we just witnessed with Maury, don't worry. The journey doesn't end here. Keep those neurons firing. Stay tuned for more mind-blowing episodes where we dive into the unconventional challenge, the norm, and redefine what it means to be financially empowered. Remember, wealth is not just in your wallet. It's in your mindset. Until next time, this is Chris Miller signing off from the headquarters of Financial Liberation. Keep questioning, keep listening, and keep thriving. There's so much to learn about healthy money. I hope today's discussion brings you one step closer to securing and protecting your future. So you can get started on the right foot, go to meetwithchrismiller.com and schedule your free financial fitness strategy session. Thank you for listening, and please subscribe to Money 911 so you don't miss our next episode, which includes health, wealth, and peace of mind. Lives inside of all of us, the power of love.